Hello, and welcome to TV Studies 101. I am your host, Dr. Charles Nichols, and on today's show, we will be discussing the connection between sports and television. And what a connection it really is nowadays. The Super Bowl has become a huge national holiday here in the United States, and athletes are more focused and discussed on television than ever before. There's 24/7 coverage, especially in the major market areas such as New York and Los Angeles, and we will be delving into that in great detail on the show. But before we get into that, and I bring on my guest for this show, I just want to tell everyone out there who's listening that you can follow me on Twitter at TV Studies 101, and I just want to tell everyone on our next on my next podcast, or as I like to call it, pod class. We will be having on a honeymooners expert. That's right, the classic sitcom from years and years ago that is still on. You could probably find it on a marathon of it somewhere on New Year's Eve, perhaps. It's still on. It's a classic sitcom, The Honeymooners, and I'm gonna have an expert on the next pod class, and his name is Harry Cromwell, and he claims to be the biggest expert on The Honeymooners. So I'm looking forward to that next time. But I want to bring up my guest for this show on TV Studies 101. He is a Central Jersey sports radio announcer, and he is known as the Big Flamingo.
Welcome to the Big Flamingo Show
Wait, what's happening right now?
with Dominic Flamingo. I'm the Big Flamingo. Before I take your calls, we have to discuss the lacrosse drought at Manalapan High School. It's a big scoring drought. They haven't been
Wait,
scoring well.
Flamingo, this is my show you're on?
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the guy that
You're my co-host.
No, remember I spoke to you last week? I booked you for TV Studies 101. Remember I said it's like a pod class because I combined a podcast with
First caller is Patrick from Bayonne.
What is happening right now? There's not a phone there. There's no phone there. You're touching a table.
I don't understand.
Wow. What another great show I'm having. No, this isn't your show. You're my guest, and we're talking
No, you're on
about.
the Big Flamingo Show.
No.
What's your name, sir?
Well, as I said just now, my name is Dr. Charles Nichols, and this is TV Studies 101.
And do you have a question for the Big Flamingo?
Well, actually, I do. My question is, would you like to start the show by me asking you
Well,
some
the show
questions?
has started.
Well, I need to ask you questions.
It started. What's your question about lacrosse? Go.
Lacrosse? I thought you were a sports radio announcer. You talk about lacrosse?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the high school.
High school.
Yeah.
You don't talk about any major sports?
Well, we talk about high school baseball.
But not Major League Baseball.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Major League
I don't
Baseball
know the
is?
rules.
Well, see, in this area, I would think that if you were a sports radio host like I thought you were, that you'd be discussing the Mets, the Yankees.
No, here we discuss the Manalapan Braves, the Marlboro Mustangs,
Really?
the Homedale Hornets.
This sounds really great, but see, I thought you knew stuff about major sports like the NFL and Major League Baseball and NBA.
You know, give a question to the Big Flamingo, and I'll see if I can answer it.
All right, well, I appreciate that. At least we're kind of back on track now. Thank you, Big Flamingo. Well,
Next caller,
no.
Ben from Bayonne. A lot of Bayonne people today.
Yeah, it seems like that. And actually, part of my family's from Bayonne, but regardless of that.
Nobody's coming on the phone.
Because there is no phone, Big Flamingo.
Hey, Sal, see if you can get the phones working here.
Are you seeing someone I'm not right now?
Sal, okay. The phone's not working. We'll be back in a second.
No, we're not gonna take a break because there's no
The phone's
Sal.
not working.
There's no.
Sal's right there.
No, you see someone right there? Really?
How many times has this happened
Who are you pointing to right now?
in the past year
What has
on the Big
happened?
Flamingo Show?
What happened during the past year?
How many times the phones haven't been working?
So you're saying the phones haven't been working for over a year?
give and take.
Are you trying to tell me that perhaps your show isn't even on the air anymore?
It's been off for quite some time.
Really? Really? So, but when I called you last week to book you, you said you still had a show. Oh, man. Off to another great start, Chuck. Real great. Oh, you know what? Since you're here, I might as well try to ask you these questions then.
Give it to the Big Flamingo.
Okay.
I'm sure I can be of some assistance.
I really hope so.
If it's of high school sports, of course.
Well, it's not. But let's just go with it. Well, what I was alluding to earlier in the pod class was that sports now on television is 24/7. It's on all the time. ESPN, for instance. What you want?
I have something about ESPN.
Oh, okay, great. This is perfect.
It came down to me and Chris Berman, last spot, ESPN.
So you're telling me that when ESPN first started SportsCenter, it came down to you and Chris Berman for lead anchor?
Correctamundo.
I find that very hard to believe, but continue.
No, it did. It did.
Okay.
It was very close, neck and neck, both in the same room. Yeah, you got it. But I have my reel. I don't have it with me, but I can redo it. I remember it word for word.
Now, if I say no, I'm assuming you're still going to do it.
Probably.
So then just go ahead, do it.
Okay. Let's set the scene. Well, this is not the scene, but let me. The Big Flamingo, which is me.
Of
Dominic
course.
Flamingo.
You definitely established that.
The radio, be quiet. I can't have talking, and it's all distracting. Okay. Dominic Flamingo, the Big Flamingo, radio reel. Let's set the scene right now. We're in a baseball stadium. Let's imagine. It's huge. 50,000 people roaring for the sound. You know, you have the vendors saying, beer here. And then a crack of the bat goes off, and the ball is going back, and this is where I begin.
Right.
Back. Oh, I lost it in the lights.
You lost it in the lights.
I don't know where it went. I don't know where the ball went.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, that was the real. It was a high school game. I lost in the lights.
Can I just ask you, for my own curiosity, since we're talking about this, I don't know why I'm asking you a follow-up question on this, but you said you lost it in the lights, but didn't you say you were trying
scene to... Scene two, I'm in a football game.
Oh, now we're just going to scene two.
Oh, you had a question?
Yeah, I was going to kind of...
You're not a caller, though.
Yeah, but I'm the host of the show that you're on.
You know what? There's one time only. I'll let you ask a question.
One time.
One time.
This is my show. I can ask a question
whenever
I want.
Well, if you
want
to ask another question, you have to call up.
I'm not going to call up when I'm sitting right next to you. You're out of your mind.
What's the question? One time only.
This is really futile. No, what I wanted to ask you was that you said you were competing for Chris... the job that Chris Berman would eventually get, the anchor position, and you said you lost the ball in the lights. How can you lose the ball in the lights if you were just looking at a highlight?
You don't know anything about announcing sports.
Did you just panic and just kind of lose it?
You don't know anything. Okay?
You can it's okay. You can admit it. It's been a long time. If you just kind of just lost it.
We set the scene, it's a football game.
Oh, so we're just not going to talk about that.
It's a football game. St. Angelo.
You have some emotional problems.
Be quiet. I'm trying to, the next part of my reel.
There's parts to your reel?
Mm-hmm. That was the baseball. Now I have football, I could have got...
Let me guess, high school football?
I had a chance to get John Madden's spot.
Wait, now we're... Oh, so you've had several opportunities then.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of Pat Summerall and John Madden, it could have been Pat Summerall and the Flamingo.
Very well.
So it could have been... It could, instead of Madden football on PlayStation...
It would be the Big Flamingo...
Football.
With my face.
Right there on the cover.
Well, it wouldn't be my face. We were thinking of putting... It would say the Big Flamingo, yeah. 97.
Yeah.
Which is a flamingo.
Just the flamingo.
Just a flamingo.
Just a bird.
Just a bird.
That would have been some cover. I think it would have been a little misleading.
Well, they didn't really ask me for it, but I brought in the designs.
Right.
For the meeting. That's when I think
you probably,
they went with Madden.
Yeah. Plus, they didn't know who you were.
They knew.
I
they knew from the ESPN days.
You didn't have an
that
ESPN.
Was that one day.
But knew. That wasn't a real day. That
I
was
got
just...
a big reputation for that around the league.
The league? Really? From an audition?
Well, not the, yeah, well, not the league, but, you know, the broadcasting.
Yes, yes. But I find it hard to believe that people knew who you were based on an audition tape.
They talk.
They talk. Now, who's they?
You know, the people that I hire.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I sent it around to a lot of people.
Right, and that's how you got the opportunity to almost do football, like John Madden.
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Exhilarating.
Really? Did you get to work with Pat Summerall?
Not exactly.
Never?
No.
Did you get to meet John Madden?
Not exactly.
So that's a no?
No.
Okay, so you didn't get that job. You didn't get the baseball one. Did you try basketball?
No.
Did you ever meet Marv Albert?
Me and Marv, crazy story.
Really?
Crazy. Crazy.
You want to talk about it?
No. Because it might hurt his reputation.
You know, are you just saying that because you didn't actually meet Marv Albert?
Well, it's a crazy story. I saw him on TV, and I felt like I met him.
You just saw him on TV?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't meet him then.
He did call up on my show once.
Marv Albert called up on your show.
Yeah.
The real Marv Albert.
The real Marv Albert.
And you're not lying to me right now?
I might be.
Yo, yeah, that's what I figured. It's probably Marv Albert from Bayonne.
But this is my show, so he might call up.
This is not your show.
Patrick from Manhattan!
No. I think there was already a Patrick, but regardless of that... No, that's just a table. You're just pushing on a table. What are you making, beats now?
It's not working.
Because it's not a phone.
When I'm on my show, I press down, call comes up. So I would say Patrick from Manhattan, and Patrick would say, hey, Big Flamingo.
Oh, now you're doing both voices. Oh, this is great.
Big Flamingo, I just saw the game, the lacrosse game. What's with St. Angelo? Why isn't he scoring? I'll tell you what. He's not scoring because of the defense.
Wait. Whoa, Big Flamingo, did you forget to take your pill or something today? Because you just literally did another voice as someone else and then answered your own question.
What did I say? I said you can ask me one question. You have to call up now.
No, I'm not going to call up if I'm sitting right next to you and this is my show.
Here,
TV Studies 101.
Pretend to dial and then I'll press the button and that would be a call.
Do I really got to do this and then you can answer...
Yes.
You answer one of my questions.
Uh-huh.
Would you like me to make the phone sound?
Please.
Beep, 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 beep. Ring, ring.
Well, now you have to talk to the screener, so talk to Sal.
Sal is not real.
Just talk to Sal. Just say hello.
Hi, is this Sal?
This is Sal.
You're doing a third voice now? Really?
What are you calling for?
I wanted to talk to about the Super Bowl.
We're not taking calls for the Super Bowl right now.
Are you serious? Did you just hang up?
I'm sorry.
Wait, what am I talking about? There is no phone.
I can't do anything. Sal didn't, you know, he didn't put you on.
Sal's not real.
We're not talking about the Super Bowl now. If you want to talk about lacrosse or high school baseball.
No, I'm not talking about high school anything. I wanted to talk about major sports storylines going on right now.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about lacrosse.
So I can't ask you anything about the Super Bowl?
I'll make one exception, but you have to dial again.
A dial again?
Please.
Really?
Please.
And make those sounds again?
Please.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop.
We got Jeremy.
No.
From the...
No, it's Charles. Or you can call me Charlie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We got Chuck.
Chuck's fine.
From the... Where are we again?
We're in Monmouth County. Just say Monmouth County.
From,
Monmouth County. Monmouth County.
Mercer County.
No, nope. Okay. Do you know what? Yeah, Mercer County. Chuck from Mercer County is fine.
Okay. What is your question?
Well, what I wanted to talk to you about was the Super Bowl and the idea that it has become almost a national holiday here, especially here in America. And I just wanted to go over a few things first. The 49ers and Ravens this year, 108.4 million viewers. Giants versus Patriots, 100.
Sal, can you check that out and see if we
No,
if that was actually
I looked these
the
up.
correct statistic? Because I just don't see that
No, it's real. It's a real thing.
computing. And can you cross-reference that with the other Super Bowls for the past 50 years?
There hasn't been 50 yet.
The next 40. 40.
Well, no, there's been a little bit more than 40,
42.
you don't have to
43,
guess.
44, 45, 46.
Yeah.
46. There has to be 46. Or is it 47?
You know, you're confusing me now. So before I
Sal, can he look? Can he get on the...
Yeah, Sal, please look for us.
Boss, yeah, he's right.
Did you just do Sal? Was that Sal again?
He was over there. I don't know.
So you're gonna just pretend like that's another person.
He's right there.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna just move on to another question.
Please.
Oh, now I can ask questions.
It's your show.
It's my show. Really? Did you just take a pill or something that made you have a clear head?
Welcome to the Big Flamingo
Oh,
Show.
no. Now I think you're just saying random things.
What's the question? I'll give you two. It's your lucky day, pal.
Thanks. I'm speechless. Well, it's kind of a follow-up question to the other question that I just asked you about the Super Bowl that I didn't really quite ask you. What I wanted to ask you was as a sports radio announcer, or in your case, at one time, you were a sports radio announcer. Did you ever feel that something was missing if it was, two teams that weren't quite in those big markets like New York or Boston or Los Angeles? Did you feel like maybe something was missing, or that perhaps those games were the ones that didn't get the 111 million people watching?
I know nothing about that, but
I had a feeling.
when you're dealing with high school sports,
Oh, jeez.
Manalapan
You seem to really focus on Manalapan.
it's a good program. So when that's not there,
Did something
that's
happen
kind of
to you,
like
Manalapan?
when they're not there, it's kind of like the Giants
So you know who the
not being
Giants
there.
are?
Vaguely.
Really?
vaguely. They were in New York for a while, then they moved to California.
No. That's baseball. That's the San Francisco Giants. I was referring to the New York Giants, the football team.
The New Jersey Giants.
No, they play in New Jersey, but they're referred to as the New York Giants. Just for my own curiosity, who's the quarterback of the New York Giants?
It starts with a P.
No.
No,
I think you're
no,
thinking of his
no,
brother,
no. It starts
Peyton.
with no. Phil Sims.
Phil Simms, really?
Phil Sims.
Not, well, he was the Giants quarterback, but that was several years ago.
Yeah, but now, but I think he's
No,
still
he's
going out
not.
there. He's still on that gridiron.
He's still on that gridiron.
The good eye, baby.
No, that is so wrong.
Well, please tell me what's right. Sal,
It's Eli. It's Eli Manning.
can you check who was the
I just said it
last
to who it was.
Giants quarterback for the last 10 years? Go.
I just said it was Eli Manning. It is still Eli Manning.
So okay. He said it was Kerry Collins,
No.
Kurt Warner,
Okay. Getting closer.
and Phil Simms.
Nope. You backtracked
Back.
again, but I'll try
Who is
another.
this Eli Manning character?
Who is he? He's the current quarterback of the New York Giants. He happens to be pretty damn good. He's won two Super Bowls.
But did he win two
Let me guess. High
state
school. Yeah, that's what I
championships?
figured. High school state
No.
championships. He probably did, but it wasn't here in New Jersey.
Though then we don't recognize him.
That's right, because you don't talk about anything other than New Jersey high school sports.
That is correctamundo.
Is that like your thing? Correctamundo is your thing?
I'm the big flamingo.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty great. You seem to be from, what, 1988?
Correctamundo.
Was that the last time you actually did a sports radio show?
Next call up.
Oh, man. I take that.
Ryan from Bayside.
You hear? No one's talking.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Big Flamingo.
That's just you again.
Big Flamingo. Hey, I have a caller. Pipe down.
This guy sounds just like you. People are not going to think this is another caller.
Just take my word for it.
Take your word for it? I'm sitting right next to you. I obviously know it's not. All I wanted you to do was talk about the current state of sports.
And we're talking about
and
that.
Television.
We're talking about that.
No, we're not. You're talking about Manalapan lacrosse.
They're on TV.
Yeah, maybe for like 100 people in Manalapan.
But it's on TV, and that is part of sports in TV.
I guess technically you're right.
But... Yes!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Touchdown.
Is that what they do in lacrosse? Touchdowns?
Sometimes.
No, I don't think so.
When they score, it's a touchdown.
No, it's not. I believe it's a goal.
Hey, who is the radio host? Me or you?
It's me, actually.
Me, of course. So...
No.
So, I would know. I'm the sports radio host. You're just some guy talking about films.
No, television. I talk about
films
television.
And music.
It's TV.
And music.
Wait, what is that?
Music.
Muzak?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say. Do I even ask my next question?
For you, you can ask away.
Oh, okay. Man. This is really not what I thought this was going to be. All right. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about next is the modern day athlete and all that he or she goes through both on and off the, you know, whether it's the field or the court.
Let me save you the trouble. I don't know about the modern day
athlete.
I'm not sure.
So,
but in the high school level, you know, they're.
Let me guess. Going to classes.
They're pretty good. These guys.
They're pretty good.
I think they're better than the previous years.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Because people are bigger and stronger.
Right, faster.
But I don't know anything about the upper levels.
Nothing about the major leagues.
Never heard of it.
The pros.
Don't go there.
Never.
No.
So when you open up a sports page, you don't see any of that.
It's a blank page.
You know what? I know where there also is a blank page in your head.
No, it's full.
Of nonsense.
Sal helps me out a lot.
Sal is not real. And I'm starting to think you have an actual mental disorder.
I do not.
I think you might. If you're seeing people who aren't there.
He's here. You heard him? I heard him.
Yeah, because it's coming out of your voice. And this conversation needs to end relatively soon because it is getting ridiculous that I continue to let you even answer these questions.
I'll tell you what. Maybe I don't know anything about that, but I you know, ask me a question, any question about sports.
Anything, like an easy one.
An easy one. I might know those.
Okay. I'll go with one of my favorite teams, probably my favorite team in any sport, the Yankees.
You look like a Met fan.
No. Wrong again. I'm a Yankee fan. Who wore number 3 on the Yankees? They retired the number. He's probably the most famous Yankee.
Let me think here.
They named a candy bar after him.
Okay. It's not him. Sal.
No, you have to answer this. Don't worry about Sal. So you don't know. You don't even know that.
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
That's a candy.
You know, it would have been better if you said Bart Simpson.
That's a candy. You said it's named after a candy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I understand that. But do you honestly think somebody would be named Butterfinger?
Butterfinger?
So you're just going to stick with that answer?
Butterfinger it is.
Maybe it's Kit Kat.
No.
No?
So Butterfinger, I'm right.
No, you're not right at all. It's Babe Ruth, George Herman Ruth. You don't know him? Nothing.
I can't say I know him.
Oh, wow. You know what? I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Ask another. Maybe that was just... It was a tough question. It was a toughie.
Okay.
I'm not good with numbers. That's why I'm...
I'll ask you a current up-to-date question. How about that?
Yeah, I might be better with that.
Instead of history, let's go with current up-to-date stuff in sports.
So Butterfinger was number 3.
No. That was Babe Ruth. You ever have a Babe Ruth? They're actually quite good.
Actually, did the candy or him come first? I'm thinking the candy. Sal, can you check that up?
No.
Who came first?
You know what?
Babe Ruth or Babe Ruth?
You know what? You're right. The candy came first. Let's just go with that so we can just move on. Who is the current MVP of the NBA?
Oh. Lebanon.
Lebanon. That's a place, not a person. At least you were right with the first letter. His name does start with an L.
What are these initials?
LBJ?
Lyndon Johnson.
No, that's a president, and he's dead.
I'm sticking with that.
You go right ahead, but the answer is actually LeBron James.
Does he have a candy bar?
You know what? He might in certain areas of Miami, but I don't think so.
It was a good candy bar.
He has a candy bar?
Milky Way, baby.
Milky Way? I think they were out way before LeBron James was around.
Did you know that the Big Flamingo is going to be getting a candy bar?
You? There's no way you're getting a candy bar. And you know what?
Well, not to the public, but I sell them to the schools.
You sell them to the schools?
And then you sell them to the kids.
This sounds really creepy.
It's a pink wrapper that says, The Big Flamingo by Dominic Flamingo.
It says that, all of that right on there.
Yeah.
That must be a huge candy bar.
It's pink chocolate.
It's pink chocolate.
Shaped as a flamingo. A big flamingo.
Really?
And each wrapper, there's a trivia question.
Okay. And you seem to know nothing about sports trivia.
I know a little bit. Like the new question, like, since you gave me some answers, number 3 is Butterfinger. That's going in.
No. That's wrong again. Plus, I don't think you can legally actually even do that, but
and then,
that's beside the point.
And then, the Iron, Lou Gehrig.
You mean the Iron Horse?
The Iron.
No, he's not an actual Iron, like, you know, when you have a wrinkle in your shirt.
I'm going to stick with Iron, but I put that one in there. Like, that's a trivia question, like, who is the Iron?
Well, people...
And then in the back it says, Lou Gehrig.
At least you knew who Lou Gehrig was.
I'm very familiar.
Really?
Well, no, but somebody like Sal.
Sal.
He was his favorite player.
See, this is where basically I'm at with you at this point, Big Flamingo.
Please call me Dom.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Dom.
Please call me the Big Flamingo.
Oh, I see how you did that. That was nice. You gave me the swerve, the curveball, if you will. Don't know what that is either, do you?
No,
I didn't think so.
I know what a fastball is.
Fastball, right down the middle.
Right down the heart.
Right, the heart of the plate. See, but I could see, I'm starting to see where this is pretty much your life. I see that sometime between maybe, I'm going to say, the late 80s, early 90s, you had a breakdown. You created a guy named Sal, and you...
Where's the dumb button?
There is no buttons! I'm thinking it probably happened sometime after the fact that you never got any of those other anchor jobs that you wanted.
Bring, bring, bring.
No, you just made that sound up.
Yes, Kenny from Queens.
Kenny from Queens is calling.
Kenny from Queens.
And what is his question?
So,
It sounds like a girl.
That's just how he talks.
He has a very...
I don't judge.
...high-pitched voice.
So, You know, I just want to talk about the lacrosse team. Who won?
No.
Marbo. This. Loves him an album.
You don't even know. You don't even know the thing that you said you knew. Can we just move to the final five?
Ooh, that's a football type thing. Oh, before that, that reminds me.
Oh no.
That reminds me.
We really got to speed this up.
That reminds me. So you're gonna send me that check. The Big Flamingo check. Doesn't do appearances for nothing.
I don't know where my guests continue to hear this.
Sal, tell them the address.
You notice no one's talking?
Ah, he just went away for a second.
Yeah, okay. Sure, he did, Flamingo.
You know, if you don't give me a check, I have the big swiper here. Just swipe the card.
No, first of all...
That would be $100,000, please.
$100,000?
I make appearances. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap.
First of all, what you said that you just put on there, which I believe was a credit card swiper... was nothing. You just made a sound with your two hands on a table yet again. Yeah, like that. Which is ridiculous. And I'm not paying you. I don't know where this came from. To future guests, I am not paying you.
You paid for a service. You wanted to book me. I am not cheap. I am the Big Flamingo. Dominic Flamingo.
Right. You've established that many times over during this podcast. But what I wanted to say was that even if I did pay you, I wouldn't pay you because you didn't answer the questions at all.
I answered a lot of questions. You wanted sports. I gave you sports in the TV, high school sports, but it's still sports. You didn't say anything about your fancy football or your Babe Roots.
At least you got the name right. You didn't call him Butterfinger this time.
Now that's what I meant. Butterfinger.
Yeah, right. Sure you did. Yeah.
So you didn't say that you were gonna ask me these crazy questions that nobody would ever hear of. Nobody's heard of the Super Bowl. Nobody's heard of Butterfinger.
No one's heard of the Super Bowl. You were out of your mind.
And you're asking me all these newfound questions.
I just want to finish
about
this.
Philosophies and
philosophies.
Sports.
It's just regular sports.
And you're
questions.
Telling me that he's not the Iron. He's the Iron Horse. I know he's the Iron because I know he's the Iron because my dad told me he was the Iron.
Well, then your dad is wrong. And I think you're lying. Can I just finish this now? The final five. This is ridiculous at this point.
Stan.
No, don't do it. It's enough. I've had enough of your fake callers. You're practically putting a hole in my table. You're pressing it so hard. Question number one of the final five. With the constant coverage of sports today, oh man, why am I even asking this? Do you feel the line between athlete and celebrity is fading?
I need to ask Sal.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, let's see what Sal has to say.
Sal, what do you think about that?
Yeah,
it's fading.
Sal, could you please repeat that?
It's fading.
It's fading. That's all you have to say.
Fading fast.
It's fading fast. I mean, anyone could have said that. You didn't really answer the question.
Ah, but I answered it. Because I said an answer. Didn't have to be right or wrong.
I guess in a way you're right. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. Question number two. There appears to be a lot of negativity in sports. As a sports radio announcer, or at least I thought you were, do you prefer...
I'm the Big Flamingo!
Of course you are.
Of course I'm
I walked announcer. Right into that, didn't I? Do you prefer the negative point of view?
Of course. Negative is always better.
So never the positive. You actually you feel like the stories of the negative.
I revel in negativity.
It seems like that.
Yeah.
Might be one of the reasons why you're in the state you are now.
Yeah. I'm not a very positive person.
Yeah. I didn't think so. So you prefer to talk about the stories like you know who Mark Sanchez is?
I'm vaguely familiar.
Yeah, he's the Jets quarterback.
But do you know who the Big Flamingo is?
Yes, because I've been talking to you for over a half hour now. All right, the next two questions, what I always like to do with my guests for questions three and four, word association. Now, my last guest had a bit of an, he just didn't seem to understand what word
I'm not
association.
really getting it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Basically, I say a word or a phrase, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. All right, so here's the first one. Controversy.
Sal!
Oh, jeez. No, there is no Sal!
Oh, can you repeat it?
Controversy. Just say the first thing that comes to your mind when I say that. Controversy.
Lacrosse.
Okay, moving on. Number four. Winner.
A loser.
What a predictable answer.
Wasn't that predictable? I'm the big flamingo. I'm never predictable.
Yeah, I guess not. Considering you talk to people who aren't there. No, don't do it again. I see your finger in the air. Do not do it again. There are no callers. And I only have one question left. And I'm going to say it, and then you're going to leave.
Okay. Sally from Mesa!
Oh, jeez. Sally? Now it's just getting ridiculous. Sal, Sally, really?
What's the question?
The fifth and final question is this. What I like to do is, I should just say, you got me all frazzled. I forgot to even say it to all my listeners out there that don't know by now. But what I like to do usually with the fifth question is combine both the topic and it's somewhat of a personal question to my guest. And what I was going to ask you is this. In all your years of covering sports and being a fan as well, what game stands out to you most?
1997.
Oh, here we go.
Big football game with a gridiron.
Really? We're talking NFL.
Melvin Brown versus Marlboro Mustangs.
So close. I was so close.
Huge game. Thanksgiving. Pouring rain.
Really?
Melvin hasn't beat Marlboro in a while. But then.
Yeah, okay.
The pass of the century.
Pass of the century.
Pass of the century.
In a high school game.
He goes straight from the Manalpin quarterback into the wide receiver's hands. Touchdown! And they win.
Wow, what a great story.
I'm the Big Flamingo. I can recap anything. Ask me a question. Ask me a recap.
Wait. Now you want me to ask you questions. The show's over.
Oh.
So, thank you for your time.
But, no, ask me anything. I can recap a baseball game if you want.
No, you don't. I don't want
you to. Put a finger up at the plate.
No,
he's
no.
pointing to the crowd.
No. You know,
he's pointing to the crowd.
I like to thank my guest,
Mickey Mantle,
Dominic the Big
in
Flamingo.
In the outfield with a bottle.
Next time,
Jack.
We'll be discussing the Honeymooners with our expert, Harry Cromwell.
Signing off from the Big Flamingo Show. I'm Big
no.
Flamingo, Dominic Flamingo. And this is my co-host, Jeremy.
No, not at all. Not
Chuck.
At all.
I think it's Chuck.
Yes, good. Yes.
Oh, I got it right.
Yes.
Okay, so signing off. Well, see you later. And lacrosse, baby. Lacrosse.
Let's just get out of here. Goodbye.
Lacrosse.